I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra has their opening concert of the 2009-2010 season, Saturday, October 3rd, Bloomington High School North, 7:30. On the program, music by Ginastera, Robert Schumann, Alexander Borodin. Our guest is the conductor going into his third season, Charles Latshaw. Charles, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, George.
Title of this is Global Romance, but you've already got a second thought about that.
It's true. When we make the programs with the symphony, we tend to put a title on it after we've made a program of music that works. And the title referred mostly to the Schumann Concerto. It's a very romantic concerto, and Robert Schumann is right at the vanguard of romantic composers as we're leaving from the classical era into romantic era. But having been rehearsing this program now for a few weeks and spend a lot of time with it, I would rephrase it now. It's more of a global rhythmic excursion. There are three different pieces from three different parts of the world that are all extremely rhythmic and all have their own rhythmic problems that make the concert very exciting.
Tell us a little bit about what you have in mind.
Yeah. We're starting off with a bang. It's a great way to start a season. Estancia is the Spanish word for estate, like a ranch. And it's full of these rhythms of these Argentinian dances where Ginastera grew up. And you'll hear these rhythms like the third movement that has this bum 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 bum. You hear 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. And these kind of things just build on each other. It's sort of a 1941 Argentinian version of funk. You know, these rhythms that just sort of sit in one place and don't go anywhere until you're really with it. It's really a great idea. The Schumann has rhythmic problems in the third movement. What Robert Schumann did is almost crazy in this concerto. There's a moment in there where you hear a melody that sounds perfectly normal. It just sounds bum ba dum dum bum be dum bum bum be dum bum. Sounds very basic. If you were just walking down the street, you'd think it might be in three that just goes 3-1-2, 3-1-2, 3, which isn't the case at all. Instead, he's put it in three, but the beat underneath is going faster, and the orchestra is actually playing 2-1-3, 2-1-3, 2-1-3, and nothing lines up. At the same time, the piano player is playing something in two. He's just going 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and none of it lines up. And so the rhythm is, it's dangerous and exciting and revolutionary, almost exactly 100 years before the Ginastera was written, 1841 versus 1941.
The pianist, Maxime Bernard, tell us a little bit about him.
Maxime, he's French-Canadian. He's from Quebec. He was my piano teacher a few years ago, and he was very patient. And I've been talking to Maxime for a year, trying to get him to come play with the Bloomington Symphony. And so he is there doing the Schumann, and you'll just love his feeling of flexibility and the way he shapes a melody and shapes a phrase. Is very mature and very romantic and very elegant. It's just wonderful working with him. And the Borodin, the Polovetsian dances, is from his opera, Prince Igor, and it's one of those pieces that I would call an aha piece, because if you're sitting in the audience and you listen to it, you'll recognize bits and pieces of it. It's one of Borodin's most famous pieces, and it has these melodies that you just sort of say, ah, that's what that is. I've always wondered what that melody is. And you'll hear great solos from the clarinets. That one of them just comes by at a crazy pace. This and Borodin puts woodwinds in 1 meter and the strings in another meter until it all builds up. It's really an exciting thing. So this concert to me is all rhythm and romance.
We have to get back. Charles, thanks very much. We've been talking with Charles Latshaw, conductor of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra. He leads them in their concert Global Romance, subtitled Global Rhythm, and that's on Saturday, October 3rd, Bloomington High School North, 7:30 p.m., I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.